8. My wedding night. I opened my eyes and looked around me. I was in a small white bedroom. The window was small, and it had metal bars across it. Where was I? I tried to sit up, but I could not. I screamed loudly, and at once two men rushed into the room. "Help me!" I cried. "Let me go! My name is Victor Frankenstein. Send a message to my father in Geneva. Tell him to come here."
"Your father is here, Victor," a quiet voice answered.
My father came up to my bed and sat down beside me. How old and grey he looked. "Oh, father, help me," I said. "Take me home."
My father turned to the two men. "Bring the doctor," he said. "I think my son is well now."
When the doctor had examined me, he told the men to free me.
"You have been very ill, Dr. Frankenstein," he said. "Something terrible has happened to you. You screamed and cried. You said that you were a murderer. You said that you were the murderer of your brother, William, and of your friend, Henry Clerval."
Henry Clerval. Suddenly my mind was clear again. I remembered everything. "Henry is dead! Henry is dead!" I cried.
"Yes," my father answered sadly. "His body was found in a burning house. But you were many miles away. You did not kill him. And when your brother was killed, you were in Heidelberg."
"But they died because of me," I answered.
"That is not true," my father said. "You have been ill, but you are better now. I am taking you back to Geneva. Elizabeth is waiting there for you."
I cannot remember the journey back to my home. I was still very weak. I slept for most of the time. When I saw my home again, I felt stronger. When I saw my dear Elizabeth's face, I felt happier. "Elizabeth! My dear Elizabeth," I said. "Now I am home with you, I feel well again." But I was still afraid. The monster had killed my friend. He was going to return on my wedding night. He was going to have his revenge. But now I was prepared. I carried a gun with me always. If I saw the monster, I would shoot him. I would kill him. The months of fear and terror would be over. I saw that Elizabeth looked pale and unhappy. I asked her what was wrong.
"Your mother hoped that we would marry. Your father wants us to marry," she said. "My feelings for you have not changed. I love you. But you have travelled to many places, Victor. You have lived in great cities. Perhaps you love another woman. If you do, please tell me."
"I do not know a woman as beautiful as you," I replied. "I now love you more than ever, Elizabeth. But terrible things have happened to me. The terror is not yet over. My life is in danger. Can you marry a man who may soon die?"
"No one knows when they will die," Elizabeth answered.
"If you love me, Victor, I will marry you. I will make you happy." So we decided on the day of our marriage. When the monster came to kill me, I would shoot him. Then I would tell Elizabeth my terrible secret. Her love would save me and protect me. On our wedding day, the sun was shining. All the world seemed happy. Elizabeth looked very beautiful. After we were married, we left for our honeymoon. The journey started by boat. The sun was shining on the water of the lake and on the mountains. I heard the happy cries of our friends as they waved goodbye to us. Those were the last happy hours that I ever spent. It was getting dark when the boat arrived at a small inn. The inn was beside the lake. The water and the mountains looked very beautiful. We stayed in the inn that night. After dinner we went to our room. I was sure that the monster was near, but I was going to fight for my life and happiness. I had my gun with me. Elizabeth saw that I was afraid.
"Why are you so afraid, Victor?" she asked. "Why are you carrying a gun? Who can harm us in this beautiful place?"
"This is a night of great danger," I replied. "Very great danger. But after this night, we will be happy together." I told Elizabeth to stay in the room. I told her to lock the door until I came back. Then I looked through the inn. I went into every room, but the monster was not there. Perhaps nothing would happen.
Suddenly, I heard a terrible scream, and then another. It came from our room. Elizabeth was alone in the room. Then I understood. The monster was going to kill Elizabeth, not me. This was his revenge. I called some servants. Together we rushed to the room. We broke down the door. It was too late. Elizabeth lay dead on our marriage bed. Her face had a look of terror. Her beautiful hair hung over her lifeless body. The marks of the monster's hands were on her white neck. The monster's hard, wrinkled fingers had torn her body. Her white dress was red with blood. I ran to the window and looked out. In the moonlight I saw the terrible shape of the monster. I fired my gun, but the monster was moving too quickly. In a moment he had disappeared behind some trees. People rushed into the room. I do not remember what I said or did. I was taken back to Geneva. I was mad with pain and sadness. When my father heard the news, he became ill. A few weeks later, he died. For a long time, I lived alone. I saw no one. Perhaps I was mad. I do not know. One day, I went to the graveyard. All the people I loved were there. I looked at William's grave. I looked at Elizabeth's grave. And I looked at the grave of my father and mother. I stood there, and I raised my eyes to the sky. I spoke aloud to God in heaven. "I, Victor Frankenstein, Doctor of Geneva, say these words. I will spend the rest of my life looking for the monster. Then I will kill him. I, Victor Frankenstein, created the monster. I will kill him." I stood there, looking at the dark clouds above me. Like an answer, I heard a loud, terrible laugh. The sound made my blood cold. Then I heard the monster's voice. "Now I am happy," the monster said. "I have had my revenge. The rest of your life will be as miserable as mine. Follow me, and find me if you can."